G'day, my name's Josh Williamson. I come out here tonight to do something which may be considered a little different. See, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to speak to you from the book that is the most published, most sold, and most stolen book in human history. It is the most attacked book. It's the book that people have tried to destroy time and time again. It is a book that is banned in about 52 countries around the world. It's a book that we have ready access to, but so many Australians do not avail themselves to it. I want to speak to you from the greatest book of all, the book in which God speaks to us, the Bible. Now, ladies and gentlemen, God has given us a Bible. The God who made the heavens and the earth, the God that made the world, the God that made you, is a God who is not silent. He is a God who speaks, and He speaks from the pages of Scripture. And maybe you don't like the Bible. Maybe you don't like the Bible being read in public. But ladies and gentlemen, many Australians still say the Bible is a book that they revere. You know, many Christians and indeed non-Christians will admit to reading the Bible on occasion. It is a book that we go to for comfort. It's a book that we go to when we're not sure what to do with our life. It's a book that we go to for hope. Yet even though so many people will read the Bible, will have a Bible on their shelf, most people don't understand the big picture of the Bible. You know, the Bible is one big story of God's great love for humanity. You know, the Bible tells this one big story. There's one big story arch running throughout the Bible. The Bible says the story begins with you and I and all of humanity doing wrong. It starts at that point. We rebel against the God who makes us, and we do our own thing. But then the Bible tells us that that God pursues us. That God doesn't leave us separated from Him. But the God of the Bible, the only true God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the triune God, is the God who comes to seek and save that which is lost. And the Bible tells us from cover to cover of God's great love. You see, the Bible tells us about how you can know your God, how you can know your Creator. The Bible tells you how you can be made right with God. You know, indeed, that's been the desire of so many people throughout the world. We know there's something wrong with society. We know there's something wrong with us. We know that we don't live as we ought. We're not the people we should be. People all around the world know that there's this disconnect between the Creator and us. And as a result, people try to work out how they can come to know that Creator God. And all the religions around the world, all the religions except for one, say that you can come to know that God through your works, through your efforts, through trying to be a good person. All the religions of the world, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Roman Catholicism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness belief, they all say that you can come to know God through your works. But there's one religion, one belief system that says that won't help you at all. And that is Christianity. See, Christianity says we cannot do anything in and of ourselves to make ourselves right with God. But Christianity says this: God has done the only thing possible so that we might know Him. You see, so many people want to go to heaven by their works. But what we need to realize is this: heaven is not a reward that can be earned. It is a gift that is freely given. And ladies and gentlemen, this mindset of being able to earn our way to heaven is a mindset that is common to humanity. In fact, when the Lord Jesus was here on earth, He had to deal with that as well. The Lord Jesus, when He was on earth, told a story about those who trusted in themselves. He told a story about people who thought they could earn their way to heaven. He said there were people that thought that they could make themselves right with God by their own efforts. And Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, that there were two men one day. Two men who decided to go to temple, who decided to go to church. One of those men was a religious man, a man who was loved by the people, a holy man, a wonderful man. The other man that went to church that day, Jesus said, was a tax collector, a thief, a man who was despised, a man who wasn't liked. Jesus said both of those men, the religious man and the tax collector, went to church one day, and both of them wanted to be made right with God. The first man, the religious man, he went up to church, he went to the temple, and he trusted in who he was and what he did as the means for God accepting him. And the Bible actually says this. We can know what that man prayed in the church. I mean, how would you like that? Someone writing down your prayer and putting it in the Bible. Well, this religious man had his prayer recorded. Listen to what he prays. The religious man said, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. Jesus said the religious man took this position. Hey God, look how wonderful I am. Hey God, look how brilliant I am. God, look at my works, look at my efforts, look at how good I am. Surely this is good enough, God, to let me into your heaven. And God says, no, you can't be good enough to get to heaven. You want to know how good you have to be to get to heaven? You have to be perfect. The problem is, none of us are perfect, myself included. Jesus said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. The problem is, we aren't. But this religious man in the Bible thought that his works, his efforts, his good deeds would somehow make him right with God. But no amount of works, no amount of efforts, no amount of human exertion will make us right with God. But Jesus said at that temple, at church, that time, there was another man who went up to pray. He wasn't a religious man. Jesus said this man was a thief. He was a tax collector. He wasn't liked by the people. But listen to what he prayed. This tax collector stood in a position where he wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. He looked down and he beat his chest and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This man couldn't boast in all his good works. He couldn't say, God, look how wonderful I am, because he knew he wasn't wonderful. He couldn't say, God, look at all my works and all my efforts, because he didn't have any works or efforts. All he could say was, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This man knew that he had done wrong. This man knew that he wasn't living in the way that God said he should live. This man knew that there was something wrong between him and the God who made him. He knew that he had sinned. He knew that he had done wrong. And all he could do was beg God for mercy. And the Bible says God showed him mercy. You see, this man realized the truth that we've all got to come to understand. The truth that says, for all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. The truth that says, you and I, by our actions, has separated us from the God who made us. You see, God made you. God knows you. God cares about you. The Bible says He is the God that gives us every good and perfect thing. Yet we turn our back on Him. We rebel against Him. And the Bible says that is sin. God gives us a law, a rules that we should live by. Rules that are for our good. Rules that will make our society run well. Yet we choose not to submit to God and His rules. We lie and steal. We hate. We lust. We blaspheme God. We fail to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the Bible says because of our sin, we are separated from God. Because of your sin, because of what you have done, because of what I have done, we choose to separate ourselves from God who made us. And the Bible says this, that those who die separated from God, those who die in their sin, will face consequence for their law breaking. And the consequence, the Bible says, is death and hell. That's bad news for us because it says we all deserve judgment. But the amazing thing is this. Jesus says none of us are good enough to earn our way to heaven. None of us can earn forgiveness of sin. None of us can make ourselves right with God. But God is merciful. God is kind. God has provided a way in which we can be forgiven. You see, God shows mercy towards sinful people. God shows love towards you. You say, how does God show love towards me? He doesn't even know me. How does God show mercy to me? He doesn't know who I am. Oh, God knows all about you. He knows the numbers of hair that are on your head. He knows everything about you. And that God says He loves you with an everlasting love. A love that has no beginning, a love that has no end. That God says He loves those whom He has made. And even though we've turned our back on God, even though we've chosen to do that which is wrong, God still loves. How does God love us? How does God show mercy towards us? He does it at the cross. The Bible says God demonstrates His own love towards us, and that while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us. Our sin, our wrongdoing said we should die. But Jesus in love went to the cross and died in the place of sinners. Jesus Christ suffered the cruelest of cruel deaths for the sins of those who would trust in Him. Our sin said condemned, guilty, death. But Jesus comes and says, forgiveness, not guilty, life. Christ Jesus offers mercy. He offers forgiveness of sins to all those who would trust in Him. You see, Jesus said there was two prayers offered in church that day 2,000 years ago. One by a self-righteous man who said that he can earn his way to heaven. But that man got it wrong. He couldn't earn his way to heaven. The other prayer was offered by a man who simply trusted in Jesus and said, Jesus, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, that man, the man that trusted only in Jesus and trusted in Jesus alone, that man was made right with God. That man had relationship restored between his Creator and him. And tonight, though you are separated from God because of your sin, know this, God loves you. And God tonight would offer forgiveness of sins to all those who would trust in Him. All those who would turn from their lying, turn from their stealing, turn from the wrong that they do, The Bible calls it repentance. All those who would turn and trust only in Jesus Christ, they would be forgiven. You cannot earn your way to heaven. You cannot make yourself right with God. But Jesus and Jesus alone can make us right with God. For Jesus and Jesus alone died on the cross, taking the punishment His people deserve. Christ and Christ alone arose again from the dead. And Christ says to you tonight, trust in Jesus. And if you would trust in Christ tonight, no matter what you have done, no matter what your background is, no matter all the wrong things you've done, if you would trust in Christ, if you would ask Him to be merciful to you, He would forgive you no matter what you have done. For Jesus delights in saving bad people. God loves sinners, and He's prepared to forgive you tonight. The question for you this evening is this: will you trust in Christ? Will you surrender to Jesus? I can't make that decision for you. That's a decision you must make. But would you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ this evening? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd encourage you to think upon Jesus. On the table here we have three Bibles, three bits of literature explaining how you can know the God that made you, how you can have the wrong in your life corrected, and how you can know your God and have right relationship with Him. Tonight, trust in Jesus. Jesus and Jesus alone is the way of forgiveness. Are you trusting only in Him?